Okay, we're recording.
Calling the February 8th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order at 1:32. Do a roll call. Quentin McAllister present.
Dana Hutchins present.
Barbara Paulson present.
Donnie Hosenfeld present.
Charlene Marbs present.
Item 3, declarations of conflict of interest. Do we have any of this?
No.
Good. Item 4, review and approval of last month's regular and executive session minutes. Has everybody reviewed those? Anyone have any corrections? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve both the regular and executive session minutes from January the 11th. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Item 5, future board dates. Any discussion on that?
Yeah, it'll work for me.
I will not be present nor available by phone for the May meeting.
Okay.
Anything else on that? Okay. I'm going to table item 6 and we'll come back to it after we do the licensure. So we're going to skip to item 7. And I'll make a motion to approve the 24 initial applications, item 7A. Do you have a second to the motion?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. We have item 7B, 120 renewals. Do you have a motion to approve those renewals?
I'll make a motion to approve the 120 renewals.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. 7C, 1 license to inactive. I'll make a motion to approve that license to inactive. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. And we have 7D, 2 limited permits. Do I have a motion to approve those 2 limited permits?
I'll make a motion to approve the 2 limited permits.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0. And that brings us to item 8. Actually, let's go ahead and go back to 6A. And that's a review of complaints. And we have one item, 6AI. Ashley Blankenship, is she present?
She's not present. Okay. She lives in a different state.
Oh. Okay.
And she was not able to call in.
Okay. Oh. All right. So we'll have a discussion for...
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I believe we have the complainant here. Okay.
Okay.
If you have any questions.
Okay. Can we have to fill
out? I think she has it filled out already in the second row.
Okay. Lisa, if you don't mind coming on up. You can have a seat. Can we get the microphone for her?
It's not working, so I have 2 of the small ones there.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully they don't pick up.
All right, so this was a documentation issue, essentially.
Yes.
And I didn't see where it is. All the documentation been completed now?
Yes. Okay. So before she was gone, we got everything done.
Okay. And what was the timeline?
Well, a week and a half, 2 weeks maybe. It should be in there, like what day I met with her right there. And okay. She was had it done before her last day of work. So she actually was done half a day early, and we let her go when she was completed with it that day.
Because you had specified like April 16th or something, mm-hmm. So it was done
prior to her last day of work.
Her last day of work? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Could we have you state your name for the record, please?
Lisa Grayville.
Are there any other questions?
I don't.
Any discussion? Motion? Oh, guys, are quiet.
Is she no longer practicing? And is she not?
So they moved.
Okay.
My concern was that that there be some sort of a tag that people know that this is an issue, because it was ongoing for over a year to the point at which, had she not already been moving, we would have let her go at the end of that time period because it was blatant and not okay.
I noticed that you put in the complaint to alert future employers, but I don't believe that's our role. Is that part of our responsibility?
Long story short, I guess. I mean, the violation would be a failure to document, which is under, it could be under ethics. I mean, there's a couple places it could be under, but at the end of the day, it did essentially get done. I don't know. Go ahead.
If we went ahead and went to the next step or did a, if we decided to rule on it, then it would be up there for employers to see for the future, like if we a disciplinary type thing. So that's where we are in discussion.
So how does that work with her being out of state now?
Well, if it really depends on what was decided. So whatever happens here, it would be acknowledged. If we went and did a disciplinary action, it'd be, we send that to NBCOT, and then it shows up when you search under Arizona's license.
Yes, and if another state or an employer asks for verification of her license, it shows up.
Okay.
Indefinitely, if it's disciplined.
So it'd be on our website.
And not to make light of it, because it's definitely, especially for an employer, it is horrible to have to be in that situation. And that is part of our responsibility, is making sure documentation is done. I feel like that she did actually complete it, which sometimes we don't see. But I have a feeling it's because of the due diligence of her employer to make sure that that was completed. But I'm not for sure as far as disciplinary, what I would come up with, since it was completed, but it was late.
I feel like historically, when documentation has actually been completed, the most I think we've done is a letter of concern or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So, and that wouldn't be, I don't think that would be public. I know the rules recently changed, but
we could go into the executive session.
If it's a non-disciplinary action, so a letter of concern, we'd have to ask our attorney if there has to be, if that can just be issued or if she has to agree to it.
So I make a motion to go in for executive session for legal advice.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Going into executive session at 1:40.
Probably.
Just step out to the side room.
Yes.
I'll just sign this drink.
Okay, we're recording.
Returning to regular session at 1:52, and we are discussing item 6A, Ashley Blankenship, and we're going back to discussion on possible action and dismissal of her complaint.
Right.
Anybody? Everybody.
Mr. Chair, I move that the matter be the complaint be dismissed.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. In the back, they couldn't hear earlier, so they're just asking it. So they didn't know, realize what you were doing when you stepped
in. Okay.
Back.
Can you guys hear better? Okay. I'm still a bit sick, so.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Grable, for coming in.
Thank you.
That
Mr. McAllister, maybe you could state on the record why it was dismissed.
Okay.
Something just to support the motion.
So we dismiss that. We don't feel like that complaint rises to the level of any kind of disciplinary or non-disciplinary action based on our statutes. The fact that the complaint was brought to us will be an on record, and that can be seen if employers do look for something like that. The documentation was done though a little bit longer than normal. It was completed. I think. Does anybody have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, and our thought was that, you know, anytime you go to apply for a new job, usually you put your former employee, employer. If the former employer wanted to disclose any of this, that they could certainly do that or not.
So if the documentation hadn't been completed at all, then there would have been
a
lot different
of discussion and
outcome.
Probably
very different outcome. Yeah.
All right. Item 8A1, Jaron Russell, is a disclosure. Are there any discussion or a motion for that license? It's an initial application.
I would make a motion that he be granted his initial license. It happened 10 years ago, and
wasn't a crime.
Was the misbehavior, right? So.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Number 2, Holly Tavera, and that was a disclosure of speeding. So I'll make a motion proudly to approve that license.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. AB renewals, reinstatement for Joy Davis, and that was no treatment during that period of time. So I'll make a motion to approve that reinstatement. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. 8B2, Elizabeth Lockett. And that looks like she was consulting with an expired license. Is there any discussion on that?
She is here.
Is she just present? Did you fill out the slip?
No. I wasn't planning to talk unless you needed me. Sorry.
I kind of think I had a question.
Okay,
let's go ahead and get that filled out. Can you guys still hear me up here in the back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Towards the microphones.
Mine's just a tab.
Okay.
Can you move them to the tab? Because
what did you?
All right, if you don't mind stating your name.
Elizabeth Lockett.
And go ahead.
Yeah, I guess my question was, was your license expired when you saw students? It looked like 4 times that you provided services with.
Right.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I had that right.
So, and I was a little confused. It says in there that you were consulting. So tell me what that looks like.
Since I work in a school district, a lot of times what I do is I work with perhaps a classroom aide where I'm talking to them about how they implement something that's been in place all year. We get a lot of turnover. Train a lot of times. I also work with my speech pathology people and different professionals. And we try and kind of, I guess I'll call it almost consult to each other about what the other specialty might be working on during their sessions, that kind of thing.
But it's
collaboration.
But you're being paid as an occupational therapist?
During, by the school district, but a lot of my IEPs say consult as well. That's, I guess that's kind of what I was looking at. I didn't participate and sign on any IEPs or do any evaluations during those time periods.
And were you seeing children one-on-one during that time? Actually seeing a child?
Like talking with them specifically? Mm-hmm. No, not in those four, other than those four occasions. Those four occasions, I had children that were in group with a speech pathologist and myself working on cooking and other things. They're in a self-contained classroom, so life skills.
So you were directly working with kids, I mean?
Can you talk into the microphone?
For the 4 days.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I guess another question of mine is, were you aware on these dates that your license had expired?
No, which is my own bonus. I recognize that I had everything completed, and my license always falls in December or June. So I was accustomed to it never fitting into your schedule. I would get a letter that said, oh, you're covered until January. So I didn't realize that I could go on electronics. So I also didn't get a packet. So this is old dog learning new tricks. I'm a little embarrassed that I wasn't more aware of my dates. I have an MBCOT certification also that is on a different timeline. So I can't say anything about it. I just wasn't paying close enough attention.
Thanks for your honesty on that.
No problem.
I mean, definitely, I don't think the consulting, I don't think that's an excuse to not have a license because you're a therapist. You're an OT. So.
It's part of the job in the schools, for sure, though. I mean, I often have that even written as a clarification. I look at my service provision pages. That is part of what's expected of a therapist within a school setting, is to write it as such.
I think that's definitely clear that there was practice without an active license.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody agrees to that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So, what are our thoughts? So, it's a fairly short period of time because of one.
Right. Any thoughts?
Some extra CEs? Three CEs on a consent agreement, something like that?
I'd like the CEs.
Okay.
We could do non-disciplinary consent agreement. That's additional CEs.
I think that would be appropriate. Okay. How many hours are we thinking? What is reasonable? Three, six?
Six.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Could everyone please speak up? So if you could maybe keep the mic close to you, if there's a way to put on you.
So we're discussing a consent agreement for either three or six E's, non-disciplinary.
Let me clarify. We're talking about a non-disciplinary, right?
Yes.
Okay. Consent agreement.
And I think three is appropriate as well.
Okay.
Okay.
For 4 days, I think that.
I think either way is reasonable. Do we have a motion?
Let's see. I make a motion to do offer a non-disciplinary consent agreement with three CEUs in addition to the original CEUs to be completed within 6 months.
Do you want those in any particular subject area?
In the area of ethics.
And you said 6 months?
6 months.
Thank you.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Do you have any suggestions for, do you just Google?
Is the
ACEC, do they do that here?
I think probably occupationaltherapy.com has some. There are plenty of options out there. Summit might have some on their.
We just want to make sure it's what you had in mind before I do it. And then
If you have any concerns, you can reach the board and they can.
Okay. And I had submitted the other CEUs. You have that, correct? You said in addition to, I just want to make sure that we're talking about just the three and the ethics.
Right.
Okay.
So this is to reinstate your license.
Right.
So the consent agreement. So we're reinstating your license, and then the consent agreement is what we're offering.
Sure. And do I just sign that today to move forward?
No.
Mr. Chair, our legal counsel had a question.
Just whenever you get did you want to include the approval of her application?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Sabrina.
That's okay. So if you want to, you can maybe do a separate motion for that piece of it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve her reinstatement. Do the second.
Is that upon?
Upon bringing it to the
We all want to approve this license, and then we're offering its consent agreement separately.
Yes.
If that doesn't get signed, then we can move forward.
Okay. And who seconded that?
I second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. And what will happen, you will get a copy of the consent agreement. Okay. Yeah, Karen,
you sign it and send it back to me.
You sign it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Of course, thank you.
All right, and just moving on to item 8B3, and that is Kristen Coleman. And it looks like she treated, but she did not bill. So is there any discussion or a motion for that reinstatement?
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh.
No.
So
I've treated every day since the 15th of January. When I realized I had my expired license, I did it on the 24th of January online, and I took that Friday and Monday off, and then Monday my check cleared, and I told my boss, and I told everyone, and I asked other coworkers what I should do, and they said, as long as your paperwork is in. And then I got the phone call on Thursday from Vicki saying that I had I didn't have enough CEU hours. And then, so I got them to her. And then I talked to Karen on Friday saying that I needed more CEUs, like different papers. They weren't very clear. And that she suggested that I come here. I simply forgot. I had a really long year last year, and...
You mean you forgot it was expiring?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I want to make sure I understand, and then your continuing education credits, you didn't have those?
I did. I didn't make very good copies, so they are current.
So I'd like to clarify the timeline, and my computer seems to have taken a little break here. What date did your license expire?
15th.
January 15th.
And we received the renewal, I believe, on January 25th.
Yeah.
Okay. So that.
Because I did it Thursday, January 24th at night.
And there were some issues with the submission. We've had problems with our system cutting off parts of the pages. So there were some questions about her continuing education. We had to ask her for additional copies.
Okay, but they were.
And those were sent in.
They were sent in, yes.
And they satisfied the requirement.
They satisfied the requirement. However, it was all done after her license expired. The application was submitted after the license expired.
Were the CEUs completed before your license expired?
Yes.
So those were all done before.
And when did you stop treating?
I haven't stopped treating. Like, I took yesterday off, or I just did paperwork yesterday, and then today I took today off.
Is that 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's fine. We have a matrix for that. That's what I was referring to.
What's that thing you work in?
I work in the schools. First Grand Creek School District.
So, no direct bill into insurance.
What'd you say?
No direct insurance billing, it's in the school district.
So this, according to the matrix, this kind of falls in line with our previous. So this falls in line with our previous complaint that we just had as far as the matrix goes. Mm-hmm. If that sounds like something.
Will you please talk into the microphone? Yeah.
I don't have much of a voice either. So.
Yeah.
So it would be very reasonable to offer the same consent agreement.
Okay.
And reinstate the license. Mm-hmm.
And non-disciplinary?
Yeah.
Non-disciplinary consent agreement with CEs.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to, unless there's other discussion, I'll make a motion.
I do have a bit of discussion before you do that. I heard what you said about asking other people what you should do when you continue to practice. I would just say that there are laws governing your license and rules and regulations, so kind of sometimes forgetting what people say and making sure you're following the letter of the law regarding your livelihood and your license. That's what I would offer.
Since it's a licensure, I don't think.
So I'll make a motion to offer a consent agreement for 3 continuing education hours, and this is a non-disciplinary action. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, and we want that continuing to be completed within 6 months for billing and ethics. And that was, I'm sorry, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. I'll also make a motion to approve the reinstatement for Kristen Coleman. Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Okay, so you'll wait and you'll hear email.
You're going to have practice until you get your license?
Right.
And you don't have a license?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, so that moves us down to item 9. I'm going to turn it over to Karen.
Okay, item number 9A, the financial report. I tried to print this out and include it in your board meeting materials, but struggled with it for some reason. I know at the last meeting I said we were going to end up cutting it close at the end of the fiscal year, and I got the latest cash report from our accounting group last Thursday or Friday, and now we're estimated to have almost $13,000 left in our appropriation at the end of the fiscal year. So I need to really research this and make sure that it's right. Something's telling me we can't have it that far apart. So I'll research it before the next meeting and just make sure that that's accurate. One thing I would like to point out in here, our ending fund balance, or essentially our savings account, will increase approximately $25,000 from the beginning of the fiscal year to the end of the fiscal year. So we still have a positive cash flow going on. Let's see. Item 9B1, policies and procedures. I'm working on those, and I need to find out if the board has to approve those before they can be, you know, published and relied upon. So I'll find that out before the next meeting. Item 9B2, application automation or e-licensing. Everything has functioned well the last month. But now we are, our system, we can't make any changes to it for at least 2 months. The Department of Financial Institutions is coming on board. They loaded their data into our test system. Once that's ready, we have to test it and make sure it didn't affect our coding and data. And then once that testing is done, then I'll put it into the production system and we'll test again. So all of that takes a long time. So we do have some changes already in mind for when that comes back, when the coding changes are available again, we'll take care of that probably late in the spring. Okay, item 9C, update on request for exemption from rulemaking. I reported at the last meeting that the governor's office did approve most of those, and I think there's one still outstanding. And then item 9D, update on obtaining sponsor for administrative process changes to statutes. Those are the statutes that were identified as part of the executive order last year. I have sent in a request for a sponsor with one of the state senators, and I have not heard back from her office. So I will follow up on that. If I can't get a response from that particular senator, I'll try somebody else. But this is someone who's familiar with the Occupational Therapy Board.
Anything for next month's agenda, item 10?
No.
I remember we talked about the lease for the offices not being split. So can we discuss that next, that way, make sure it's...
Okay.
I don't know if it's relevant at this point, but... Call to the public. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
All right. If that's nothing else, we'll adjourn the meeting at 2:15.
So there was no call to the public, is that correct? No one wanted
to speak. Want to speak?
Thank you for having
us.
So we'll adjourn the meeting at 2:15.